Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Lima sa mga Archbishop ng Simbahang Katoliko ay nagkasundo na sinabing lubhang nakakapinsalang kabiguan sa liderato ang siyang nagbigay sa patuloy na pang-aabuso sa mga alagad ng simbahan sa bansa. Ang mga Archbishop ay humarap sa Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse kung saan inaasahang magtatapos ang public hearing ngayong araw ng Biyernes. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Greg Dyett na isalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Magkasabay na humarap sa komisyon ng Archbishop ng Perth, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane at Adelaide upang ihatid ang kanilang mga paliwanag sa naging kabiguang mabigyang proteksyon ng mga tao mula pang-aabuso. Ang tugon ng Archbishop ng Perth, Timothy Costello.
Scandalously insufficient. Hopelessly inadequate, scandalously inefficient. I'm struggling for other words. It's just such a fundamental failure that I'm not sure what else I could say.
Sinabi ni Archbishop Timothy Costello, bumuo siya ng mga liham na humihingi ng paumanhin.
What I have done, generally speaking, is in what we would call pastoral letters to the people, the Catholic community of the Archdiocese of Perth. I've tried to address these matters on probably four or five occasions in the five years that I've been there. And I have included in those what I know to be a very sincere apology. I hope that it's been understood that way.
Ang pagsusuri ng Archbishop ng Sydney, Anthony Fisher, ay nagbunga ng palakpakan mula sa mga manonood dahil sa mga pinili niyang pananalita.
It was a kind of criminal negligence to deal with some of the problems that were staring us in the face. In other cases, I think there were people that were just like rabbits in the headlights. They just had no idea what to do and their performance was appalling.
Sinabi naman ng Archbishop ng Brisbane, Mark Coolidge, sa nasabing pagdinig na ang kultura sa loob ng simbahan ang nagbigay daan sa mga negatibong resulta.
You had leaders who were in themselves decent, good and experienced men, but who in very different places and different times made exactly the same mistakes without comparing notes or even talking to each other about it informally. Now where you find those kinds of convergences, I think that's when you're dealing with culture. So if it was, as I think it is, a colossal failure of leadership, it did amount, and I think this has emerged through the process of the Royal Commission, in important ways as a colossal fail of culture that led to the colossal failure of leadership.
Dininig ng komisyon ang pahayag ng maraming mga biktimang nagdurusa sa panghabang buhay na trauma. Madalas ay nagbunga sa paggamit at pang-aabuso ng mga gamot upang maharap ng trahedya sa kanilang buhay. Ang ilay sumakabilang buhay sa batang edad, tulad ng anak ni Eileen Piper na si Stephanie na nagpatiwakal noong taong 1974 matapos makaranas ng pang-aabuso mula sa pari ng simbahang Katoliko. Ang 72 taong gulang na ina na si Eileen Piper ay naglakbay mula Melbourne patungong Sydney sa pag-asang makakaharap niya at mahihiling mula sa Archbishop ng Melbourne, Dennis Hart, ang isang paumanhin.
It's something a mother really doesn't recover from when her daughter suicides. But I'm strong enough to represent her here today and for all other victims who suffered just like she did and is still trying to get an apology.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.